Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The moment that former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and his supporters have been waiting for years, is just hours away. His formal acceptance of the nomination as the Republican Party's candidate for president and his chance to speak to the country. WBUR's Fred Tice is at the Republican National Convention and joins us with more on the final day of the event. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Sasha.
Fred, there's been a big push this week to, in the term most often used, humanize Mitt Romney, to portray him as down-to-earth and warm and as someone concerned about the middle class. From your perspective, is the sense down there that it has worked? And can we expect more along those lines from Romney himself tonight during his speech?
That first question, I would have to say most of the delegates I speak to here feel overwhelmingly that yes, it's worked very well, especially the delegates from Massachusetts. They feel that Ann Romney in particular, but Paul Ryan as well, have been able to bring out some of the things about Mitt Romney that they've known for years, the warmer side of him that seems to come across only when you have a personal relationship with him or when you have maybe a working relationship with him. But that said, there are Republicans here who feel that that effort has not completely succeeded. There's some criticism of Ann Romney's speech the other night and of Paul Ryan's. They feel they didn't really go far enough to give stories about Mitt Romney and the kind of person he is behind closed doors. Now, that effort will continue tonight. This is your second question.
When Romney speaks, right?
Exactly. But, you know, more than when Mitt Romney speaks, it will happen when Grant Bennett, who will speak right before Mitt Romney.
His friend in the Mormon church.
And fellow bishop of the Mormon congregation in Belmont and in Cambridge, where the church is, the temple is in Belmont. He will be telling more of those stories about the kind of person that Mitt Romney is, how out of his way he goes to help other people. And sometimes it seems a little quirky, right? Because one of the stories that we've heard Grant Bennett talk about is how Mitt Romney might show up at 9:30 at night to
clear out a hornet's nest.
Yeah, exactly.
As we heard on Morning Edition today.
And you may not be ready for that, right?
Exactly. So, Fred, in talking with you earlier today, you mentioned that the feel and tone of this Republican convention is different from previous ones you've covered. In what way?
Most Republican conventions are heavily dominated by evangelical Christians. That is nowhere in evidence in the public program today. I think the closest it got really was with the speech by Rick Santorum, but that wasn't even in the 1 hour from 10 to 11 p.m. when the legacy television networks are broadcasting the convention. So he didn't even get a prime spot. And most of the time, you've been hearing speeches that have been about the economy. They have shied away from social issues. For example, Paul Ryan, a known social conservative, the closest he got to expressing his views on social issues, and in particular his opposition to legal abortion, was when he said something to the effect yesterday of how we are all made in the image of the Lord of life. And, you know, you could very well interpret that as meaning that we should all be able to fulfill our potential. But that's as close as he was allowed to get to that topic.
So I imagine that for the Massachusetts delegates, given their more moderate leaning, they sort of welcome Romney's lack of a more evangelical tone. But do you think that by not having more evangelical influence at the convention, Romney is further alienating the party's more conservative base that already had concerns about his moderate past?
I'm not getting that sense here. I do get a sense of reticence among people who don't know Mitt Romney, say the Republicans who are not from New England, but they do seem to have lined up behind him. I mean, they are very determined to see him beat President Obama, and so it doesn't seem to be a problem for him.
And how would you gauge the overall success of the convention? Because there was a lot of concern earlier in the week about Tropical Storm Isaac overshadowing things, but does it seem to you that Republicans are confident that especially after tonight they will have gotten their message out and gotten enough positive play?
As I talk to the Massachusetts delegates and the New Hampshire delegates, I get the sense that, yes, this has been a very successful convention, but there are other Republicans about, including people who have organized this convention, who still have their reservations about Romney. I'm not sure that Paul Ryan set the right tone and that, Ann Romney came off as effortless as she often does on the campaign trail. She seemed, obviously, she was very nervous. This is her first speech before millions of people. So there's definitely criticism here among Republicans, but none of the Republicans we're criticizing are the Republicans that I spend most of my time with, who are the Republicans from Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
That's WBUR's Fred Tice at the Republican National Convention. Fred, thank you.
No, thanks, Sasha. Glad to do it.